Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, everybody, I'm on my way. I'm coming. Good morning. Let me see. Volume. You can hear me in the background. I'm trying to come to the phone. Like, we got a lot of stuff going on this morning. Pray for me, Arlene, if you hear me. Our fridge went out. One of my nephews has to go to school, so there's a lot of stuff going on. My mom's trying to do her hair. It's just everyone's trying to do something. So I know you heard her in the background saying, "Can I borrow your mirror?" good morning. I have not sat down since what, 7? 6:37 this morning. This is Jamie's Journal. This is the real show. We're just running around. Don't worry about us. We just run around. But keep us in your prayers. This fridge has given us quite some. It's like either it freezes everything or it doesn't freeze everything. So now it's in the non-freezing stage. So I had to, before I got on, I had to make a quiche. You know, so you think you're going through. Good morning. Good morning. On all my calls, you know, I couldn't take a day off from my calls, you know, because I got calls in the morning. But we are going over the Book of Proverbs. How is Dr. Arlene this morning?
Dr. Arlene is in travel this morning, in slush and ice. It's gorgeous out here to look at the snow, to watch people maneuver through potholes. It is wow. It's like an adventurous sight this morning. I am awesome looking at the wonders of God this morning. It is fantastic. And you, Jamie? Oh, you just told us about your morning. That's like you got the fridge going. You got your mom making herself beautiful this morning. And then you got the nephew who's got to go to school this morning in the slush, in the ice. Maybe he'll make a Slurpee or something out of us. Out of the snow, who knows what might happen on this Friday morning? Is this what, the 6th of March or something like that?
Yes, and I can't believe it's all this stuff. I can't believe, you know, yesterday was fine. Yesterday, you know, we were all in, we were fine. But today it's like, okay, everyone cook something. Okay. All right, we got to do this. Okay, we got, you know, so it's just, you know, it's a bit much, but plus, you know, we got extra stuff to do. But we are going to get into the lesson of the day, despite everything that's going on, because I know, isn't it icy out there where you are?
It is icy. That's what I said. I'm watching as my fellow drivers are trying to maneuver against potholes, trying to maneuver in the ice, trying to maneuver other cars who, because they are four-wheel drivers, think that, you know, they can just zoom past you because you're being cautious. They can just zoom past you because you're trying to, you know, stay alive. And they're like,
right.
I wish these people would just get out of my way and let me go. So they're maneuvering the traffic. It is so gorgeous out here this morning. I am just having a wonderful time. And then I'm looking, you know, I love birds. So I'm looking at the birds as they're flying over. It is just gorgeous out here this morning. But, you know, it can be a little bit treacherous. So I'm just taking my time, being cautious, and just ready to listen to you as you dive into the lesson this morning. Back to you, Jamie.
Oh, joy, I know. After this show, I got to go and dig my mom out. So, you know, because we got, what, 8 inches of snow. So now, you know, my brother's going to drop both of them off, but my younger nephew still needs to go to school. And I'm like, are you serious? So I got to go dig them out, dig my mom out. You know, I was shoveling a little bit yesterday. I got a little tired, so I took me a little nap. But, you know, yesterday was fine. I'm serious. They're serious. Even though I didn't get on one of my calls. You know, because I did. It was like Thursday morning. It went by so quick, so fast. I was like, where did my Thursday go? But it's okay. It's all right. I have my coffee now. You know, I have some morning, you know, water and stuff. It was a little warm, but I think I was good. You know, I kept it down. So, you know, as long as I keep warm water down, I'm fine, you know. But, it, you know, it has to be cold, you know. In my world, if I live in your house, you better have some cold water.
Okay, and we do. We have some just for you. Matter of fact, I think we'll just put your name on it, and it'll just be, this is like for Jamie right here. This is all hers.
Because, boy, if I drink some warm water, oh, boy, that's it. You know, now I think I got my system accustomed to it a little bit because my brother does it, my sister does it, and I'm like, what are these people, these black behind people having this warm water? So, you know, I'm just like, okay, can I get some ice with this? So, wow, it's been a week, and March is already over. It's March, what, 6th? Whew, I cannot believe it, but that is the spotlight of our morning, the snow and everything else that's going on. And, you know, we're running. We're never, you know. Yesterday I did. I had a little rest, but today it's okay. As long as I drink my coffee, and you know, take care of some stuff and dig my mom out, I think I'm good.
That would be nice.
I need some extra help. Nice exercise. Okay, so when I'm done, I'm going to come over your way. And then you will give me a massage, right?
Yeah, sure, why not? You know, I have no license to do such, but why not? Why not start the day on a snowy Friday? Why not?
Now, y'all heard that, right?
She's
going to give me a massage
after
I get done all the shoveling. My back will be hurting and everything. She's like, okay, just lay on the table and relax. I'm like, look, look, woman, hurry up.
Why don't we do this? Why don't I just pay for a licensed masseuse? Ooh. To give you that massage. Someone that knows how to get into the muscles and, you know, and just relieve the tension. And I think that's probably better.
You think?
Just a little bit. Just a little bit. That's the better part of
wisdom. Right. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for hearing our little snow day and confusion going on and spotlights. But we had to get it out. Put it out there on the airwaves.
Keeping it real. We're keeping it real this morning. It's real. It's real out here.
Yes, keeping it real. Keeping it real, you know. Because some people do. They get on to the radio and act like everything's okay. Everything's all right. I've been in God all morning long. No, you haven't. You have been running around, pulling your hair out, looking crazy, and then you want to act like everything is okay. It is really not. But hey, we're laughing in spite of everything that's going on, but we are running through this month talking about Proverbs. And this will be a half an hour show. Praise the Lord. Because it was the hour I was said, you know what, Arlene, we're not going to have this show today. But, you know, because I'm serious. It's like, really? So many things going on. But I want to let me calm my little self down. Because the weekend is here. The weekend is here. So, and the weekend gets a little bit warmer. But then when the snow melts, then you have all this water. And you're like, okay, so now I got to put on my snow boots, my two pairs of snow boots to walk outside in the water, right? So I don't know how that all that's going to happen, but we're going to get into Proverbs 6. I skipped 5 because yesterday while I was resting, I read over Proverbs chapter 5, and it was talking about love and a couple other stuff. And, you know, I didn't want to get too much into that, but I will touch on it. I will touch on it. It talks about marital joy and loyalty. And it talks about the warnings against, let's see what I can read in chapter 5. Chapter 5 to 7 speak about loose women. Judging from the space of Solomon devotes to them, there must have been a good many such women, that's what it says, good many such women, then Ecclesiastes 7:28. In the background is always imagery of God-given wisdom that leads to moral living. And that's all I'm going to go into that. Next, verse 6. All right. Verse chapter 6 and chapter 7 both go both. I keep saying both for some reason. It's the coffee. They both go into warnings against questionable business obligations, laziness, cunning, hypocrisy, haughtiness, lying, troublemaking, disregard of both parents, and illegitimate love. Chapter 7 talks about warning against adulteress whose husband is away from home. Again, an indirect warning against folly and the betrayal of wisdom. And let's go into chapters 8 and 9 because chapter 9 we're going to talk about on Monday, I think, if I'm here. Uh-oh. I may have to cancel Monday out, too. I think I have an appointment I'll let you know. We may have to do it on Tuesday, but I'll let you know. Wisdom personified. Personified as a woman inviting everyone to share in the bounty of banquet, in contrast to lustful women who call out the simple. Stolen water is sweet. Food eaten in secret is delicious. So that is chapters 8 to 9. But let's look a little bit further, because I like to hear something good, you know, for the show. Let's look at because I saw this yesterday. Chapter 8 talks about wisdom's call, and I believe we talked about that a little bit.
Okay.
You there?
Okay.
I hear you in the background.
I am stuck.
You're stuck in the middle of the street?
Almost, but I got it. This is good. This is fun. This is adventurous this morning.
You are stuck in almost in the middle street? Wow.
No,
I guess they didn't.
Well, you know, what I'm doing is turning around. And once I turn around, maybe I'll be okay. But you go back. You talk to us this morning about wisdom. We need some help.
Okay, so let's look more into chapter 7 and 8. Be careful though, because you know, I don't know. Sometimes they just don't shovel the roads real good. But let's look at this. Chapter 7. Keep my commandments and live. Keep my commandments and live. My son, keep my words and lay up my commandments with thee. Keep my commandments and live, and my law as the apple of thine eye. So you are the apple of thine eye. Bind them upon thy fingers. Write them upon the table of thine heart. So basically what God wants you to do is write it on your heart. Keep his words on your heart. Don't literally do it. Don't tell them I told you to do it. But keep God's words on your heart. Say unto wisdom, thou art my sister, and call understanding thy kinsman, my kinswoman, that they may keep thee from the strange woman, from the stranger which flattereth with her words. So, excuse me, we see this woman talking about love and everything, and it goes into, you know, a little bit chapter 7 and a little bit chapter 8. So what do you think about this reading so far, Miss Arlene?
I said, you know, these are like words of warning, like caution. Like, remember when we talked about a long time ago, we did a show, and we said a little bit about, there's this show called Lost in I think it was called Lost in Space or something. And then there was this robot, and the robot would always say, warning, warning. Well, these are things when we think about Proverbs. Proverbs many times is sharing with us wisdom, not only that, but giving us warnings. It's telling us, okay, you're going to have people that are going to do this, stay away from this person. You're going to have people that are doing that. Be cautious. So I look at it as saying, listen, be cautious of your surroundings. Be cautious of who you are involved with. I know that there are going to be people out there that they're not going to have your best interests at heart. So you want to make sure that any and everything that you're doing is things that is going to be pleasing and uplifting to God. Is it going to happen like that all the time? No. But it's good to know that God has placed this in there so that we know that he cares about us. And he says, you're going to have these people out there, but be cautious about them. Back to you, Jim.
Mhm. Right. Because everyone. Well, excuse my expression. Nowadays, I see this and I say it a lot. Keep you with you. You know, because a lot of times we. Keep you with you. Because a lot of things are out there, and a lot of times we don't know what is out there, and a lot of ladies have a tendency of going the other way around. So, and you know what that means. So a lot, you know, it goes hand in hand. It says it's a warning. It's basically a warning. There are people who want to lower you in, want to do wrong, want you to go the other way instead of being spiritual. So, and the flesh is easily pulled by the, pulled by the flesh than by the spirit. The spirit, you know, you got to fight. You got to fight the flesh and say, look, you're not getting your way today. You might as well sit down and be quiet. But the plus side will say, you know, why don't we go this route? No, we're not going that route today, you know. So in everything that we do, we got to use wisdom and his knowledge, because we got to have his words and understanding in our hearts and our minds and in us at all times, because things will come. Things will come to pull you, and you're like, well, what happened? You know, so instead of being so closed-minded and going the other route, open some wisdom up and say, okay, this is the way I'm going, period. Cut the rest off. So, and that pretty much sums up chapter 7. You know, it says some things in there that you want to definitely read, but it says, do not astray, you know, from God. Let not thine heart decline to her ways. Go not astray in her paths. I mean, this is really some deep stuff, but this is the warning. This is the warning. We see it time and time again. We see it on TV. We see it on video. We see it everywhere we go. You know, nowadays, honestly, you can't turn on the TV without seeing someone naked.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, you have a choice. Either you turn the channel or you just turn it off. Nowadays, what I do is I just look at SpongeBob. I love me some SpongeBob. You know, I don't very rarely do I turn on the news. You know, that's just the weather. Oh my God, oh my God, it's the weather. Oh my God. But other than that, I just SpongeBob. That's me. You know, if I go see a movie, and I don't like it, I will walk out. But you know, SpongeBob is my thing. You know. I very rarely look at all that other stuff that shouldn't really be seen, you know, because it's a tragedy for you to let your kids watch what you watch, and you're like, what did they just show? What? Nuh-uh, turn that off. Nowadays, you know, you do. You got to watch TV with your children to see what they're watching, unless it's Sesame Street. If it's not Sesame Street, if it's not, sometimes too on Cartoon Network, I've seen some of it, which is just literally crazy stuff. So, what am I saying? I'm saying keep yourself focused on God. And we are out of time already. How can we get in touch with you, Dr. Arlene Spann? I know you're out there trying to dig yourself out, but how can we get in touch with you and your book?
You can get in touch with me by going to www.arlenespannsweats.com or arlenespannsweats@gmail.com. Back to you, Jamie.
I think my coffee is kicking in. I think the coffee is kicking in a little bit. It's so smooth and it's so good. But, wow, we have covered the last, 9 chapters. And you cannot rush the Bible. So I want to challenge you, actually, to go back and read the last 9 chapters that we went through and see, you know, oh, wow, look at this. Oh, wow, look at that. Oh, wow, look what God said. You know, wisdom is a good thing. It's not a bad thing, but wisdom in chapter 7 is crying out like, pick me, pick me, pick me. Don't pick them, pick me. And God's saying, look, this is the warning. If you don't want to heed to the warning, see you later. So I want you to go back and read it. Let me know, because next week we'll be going through chapters 9 to, I don't know, 12, 13, and we'll be hitting some stuff that is good. So I want you to, you know, study to show yourself approved. That's what the Bible says. And if you love the Word like I do, I go back and read everything. So this weekend, if you are stuck in the snow and you can't get out, open that Bible app up. Open that Bible app up and read your Word. Look, when it all comes down to it, sometimes you got to escape sometime from the usual, from the norm, and get into God's Word and say, okay, God, what are you trying to say at this time for my life, for me, for what I need to do, for how I need to do it, for when I need to do it, you know, because this is the basis. This is the lifestyle that you want to live. You want to live according to the Word, not according to your flesh and everything else that comes and tries to get you strayed away from the Bible. So, and this is why I love the Word. If I could be in the Word 24/7, I really would. I would not move from this spot right here. But I got to go and dig my mom out, and we got to, we got to entertain the whole day. So, Dr. Arlene's fan, I hope you get out soon at that spot.
Hey, I'm working it.
I know you are. I know you are, but be careful. Even tonight, you know, it's going to be icy and slippery and everything else. So be careful, and I'll check in with you hopefully over the weekend and let you know about Monday. But I want to say God bless you. I will chat with you soon. I'll go back and look at the chapters, even if it's just 5 or 10 minutes, just glimpse over them. And everyone can get in touch with me through jamiesjournal@gmail.com, jamiesjournal at gmail.com. And don't forget, the Mompreneurs Conference is coming up in May. Some people are already getting signed up, and they're ready to rock and roll. So I can't wait. So I want to say God bless you. Have a great weekend. And don't forget to read your Proverbs. I'll chat with you soon.